great.
Okay.
Hit that. Perfect.
Okay, so that is Parshas Kisisa. On Parshas Kisisa, the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vayavor Hashem al ponav, and it says in the pasuk Vayimaher Moshe Vayikoed Arta Vayishtachu. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mimaher to go ahead and to bow down. So the scroll like this. Why did he Moshe Rabbeinu bow down? So says the Beskrov, it could be because the Kodesh Baruch Hu says Vesakoisi Kapi Alecha Dovri, that Vayavor the so in other words, is mashba that when Moshe Rabbeinu from the Psukim is mashba that when the breeze of Yud Gimel Bidus finished and HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed in front of Moshe, so with that he went ahead and he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'ra'isas achoyerai, meaning once the breeze was done v'ra'isas achoyerai, and then Moshe Rabbeinu bowed down after he saw achoyerai. V'zeh shom, as the Beskrov says, v'imayer Moshe v'ikodarta v'shtachu, b'shviri yazu sh'esas tekef. It's mashal because he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Because the whole idea is HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the breeze, called Yud Gimel Midas, v'sakoisi kapi alecha dovri, when he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu bowed down. And then he says, the guest Rabbeinu Maimon, Oviv Shel HaRambam, writes that. But Rashi says, v'imayer Moshe, Kesharo Moshe Shechina Overes, but Rashi adds, Veshoma Kol Hakriya Miad Veshtachu. When he heard Yud Gimel Midas, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mishtachave. So that says, Biskov, you see, the Vayir Meir Moshe does not because he saw Kodesh Bochu passing by, like his mashma from the letter of the father, the Rambam, but because when he heard. And that's like the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, And that's what he did. And it says the Beskrov like this. This Hichiyuv Ashtachavo and Amiras Boch Shem Kvoid Malchus Elohim Voed is not when it finishes the Kriyas Hashem. Miad in the Aschol of the Shem you have to be Mishtachave. Okay? But not afterwards. And he says, because they say that avoid, and the Rambam says before, Shai miskaven ligmures Hashem kenegad amivorchim. Mashma, that the gmar of Teshtachvo aya kenegad amivorchim. Okay? And this Yerushalmi, hakroivim ayu noiflim al pneihem, verachoikim ayu omrim bauch shem kvoyed eloi elavod, eilu vayu lozoz bisham at shahu misal mehem. So you see, they've been Neshtachavo, and everything was in the Aschola of the Amira. Whenever you start, you have the Tchilas Amira, until the end, you're Mishtachave. That's what Beskrov says. And the question is, I think the Birkei Yosef, what the Achronim ask, we know that the Halacha is that in Siman, I think, Lamed Vov, that talks about in Shmon Esra, the Halacha is that you are Korea in Baruch, but you stand up and you say the Shem Shomayim when you are standing up, not when you are Mishtachave. So why this Shem Shomayim, when Moshe Rabbeinu heard, he was Mishtachave? Now the posh pshat is because he heard the Shem HaMufoirosh. So if you hear the Shem HaMufoirosh Mishtachave, so that's very funny. If you hear the Shem, is the Shem Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, you have to be Mishtachave. If you hear the Shem Adnus, you Dafka had to stand up. Why one you have to Dafka stand up and the other one Dafka Mishtachave? That's the first question. The second thing is, it says Hashem, Hashem. Hashem, Hashem, you see there is a Hefsek. So the going the Chumash says Hashem, Hashem, Posik Taima. Right? They're like, and so explains the Zohar, explains the Groh. What does it mean that this posik timer? He says it's because it's the same thing which says in the Zohar. The Zohar in Pashas Nosoi in Daf Kuf Lamed Ches says like this. Ve'ainu de Tanina, Hashem Hashem posik timer beguvayu. There is a hefsek between them. Bechulu aser dishma itkar. Every time there is a name, Trezimni, posik time beguvayo. There's always a hefsek. Kegoin Avrom, Avrom, Yaakov, Yaakov, Shmuel, Shmuel, kulu posik time. There's always a hefsek. Chutz mi Moishe, Moishe lo posik time beguvayo. Baitam, Avrom, Avrom. What does Avrom, Avrom? Basro shlim, to tell you the last one is a sholem, kadmo lo shlim. And then the hashta shlim, besa nisyoine, because the second Avrom is when he was in the sholem, besa nisyoine. Ubegin kach posata beguvayo, dash lo havi yu, kikad meisa, to tell you that there's a difference between the one after sick time and the one before. Yaakov, Yaakov, the same thing, basro sholem, the last one is sholem, kadmo lo shlim, dash is baser be Yosef. Because the second time, he says Yaakov, he relates to the time when he heard about Yosef. So Kodesh Baruch Hu Shalish Chinosi. V'Osher D'Shtalim Be'Ara Ilona Kadisha Be'Gova De'Leila B'Treisa Tchumin B'Shivinampit. Okay. Shmuel Shmuel also. Posik time. Basro Shlim Kadbol Shlim De'Ashto Nevi'a V'Kodem Lechem Lava Nevi'a. Because the second Shmuel relates to the time because of Novi. Because from the day he was born, he was a sholem. Okay. Now, he goes on the issue of Hashem Hashem. Why is Hashem Hashem posik taima? Ufoch Hashem Hashem posik taima beguvayu kadmo shlim bashor shlim dekulu. The first one is sholem, but the second one is sholim bekulu. Okay, asheni yoiser sholem. The nitzoyis already explained. Verachamim min harishon. Okay, so mashba that the second one is more sholem, and then he quotes it and he says like this. Omar, if you nashim betchilas askira, the hand you give in midos hem bezo, mashba ipcha, shavai arish, lomar moishe la tikelas gira beavaye. And there's woman, the Omar says that perhaps the first one is sholem. So, but there is one sholem and one not sholem. Either the last one is sholem, which is mashma here, but says that the nitzoyitzioy is maybe the first one is sholem. But be as it may, there is one sholem and there is one not sholem. And that's what the Goyin says, that when he says Hashem, Hashem, posik taime, zokti va'inyan k'mo ishe omru, harishon rachamim koidim sheyechta, v'rotza loymar afal gav shegolu lefonov, v'sheni l'achar sheyechta, v'hu rachamim shleimim. There is such a thing called rachamim shleimim, the Shem Sholem. Right? So either here is mashma the second Nisholem or the first of the Sholem. And the question, what does it mean that one Shem is Sholem, one Shem is Chas Sholem? Not sholem. What does that mean? So that's the second question. And the third one is, if you see Eloi Kai Neshoma, state in Gro, in the Sidur Kisvayad, which is the Sfil of Tori Hertz, he says, Eloi Kai Neshoma Shnasata Bi Zokter, the Sidur Eloi Kai Neshoma Bibina. That Neshoma is talking about, where is it, is Bibina. Alkecha in lef safsik b'neim. So therefore, you should not have a hefsek to say Elokai neshoma, but you say together Elokai neshoma. Umikan ve'elach bezon dasiya, and everything else is zon dasiya. So here Elokai neshoma, there is no hefsek because bibina. What does it mean that Elokai neshoma there is no hefsek? What's the idea that you have to bow down when you hear the Shema Feirash? And what is the idea that there is such a thing called Hashem Sholem and Hashem Not Sholem, which is the concept of Posik Taima? What does that mean? To answer all of this, we are going to go into what he says, the Baal HaTanya says. The Baal HaTanya says the final idea, that there is two concepts of Shem Shamayim. Havaye Havaye is two Shem Shamayim that there is. And we'll soon see what is the connection to these two Shem Havayis. But Lechera goes also to explain what we said before. In Parsha Shmois, we said the word Shmois says in the Balaturim, Shmois is Shnai Mikra Vechatargum. And we explain is that Shemois, which is the Shemois HaKudosh Baruch Hu, and Kol HaTorah Kulei Shmois of Shel HaKudosh Baruch Hu, is that the idea is in the Kriyas HaTorah, there is two dinim. there is one din of Limud HaTorah, and that there is a Targum, there is a Limud and Targum, and there is a Kriya HaTorah, which is a Kriya even without understanding, without a Limud, because that's a Chiddush of Torah Shebichtav. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says that the reason why the Shnai Mikra VeChaTargum, because you learn Torah mitu inyonim, one mitzad Kriya, and that there's no Targum, you don't have to understand, and the other one is mitzad Limud, that you have to understand. So the Chora comes out that the two Mikros is connected to two Shem Shomayims. There is a Yud Ki Vav Ki, which is Midin Kriya, and there is a Yud Ki Vav Ki, Midin Limud. That's why Shmoyz of Shalakudash Bochu, the word Shmoyz is Shnai Mikra VeChaTargum, because the ultimate Shemes themselves are also Shnai Mikra VeChaTargum. And what does that mean, that there is this idea of Shnai Mikra VeChaTargum? So, says the Baal HaTanya, and he says like this, there are two ideas of how to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how to have Ahavas Hashem. There is two Ahavas Hashem, there is one Ahavas Hashem, which is Hashem that you could relate to. There's Hashem that you could even in a Soviv Kolal, but you could understand, you could relate to. There Hashem, there are two aspects. There's one which is Memale Kolalmin, and there is Hashem which is Soviv Kolalmin. Memale Kolalmin, that's the one that relates, there is Ashgocha, that he fills the world. And there is Hashem that you relate, that he surrounds the world, that you're subsumed by him. But those two Shem Shomayim are Shem Shomayim that you could actually understand. And your Ahava that you have is an Ahava that you could actually be a tangible, conscious Ahava. That you know why you're loving. Either because you feel connection to Kodesh Baruch, which is Mimala that you could understand, is the idea of that you could through your intellect understand. Or is a Kodesh Baruch that surrounds you with Kedusha. But that's Hashem, and that's Kenegede too. That's the first, that's the Shem Shomayim, and that's Hashem Shomayim, which is in itself in the lower Madrega. That is the Chibur of Zohar and Nekeva. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mashpia, and that we are the Mekabels. And that idea of Ashpo, the Mashpia and the Mekabel, that relationship is that Shem Shomayim, Memale Kolamim, Soviv Kolamim, which is a Gilui that relates to us. That is Bechinas Zon Zohar and Nekeva. And that's Mikra and Targum. One is Mikra, you hear, in other words, it's not that you completely understand like a translation, but you grasp it. It's a limud. You don't have the full limud, but it's a limud. That is keneged one b'chin Hashem Shomayim. But then there is another ahava, which is a hava which is truly experiential. Is a hava that is something much more than the cognitive. Is the one that connects to the source and the tipas haneshama. That one that connects to the ultimate tipas and the shama, which we saw in the next week shoot that we spoke about, that's called das ha'elyon. That's not something that you understand, but something that you feel. And we are going to see much of the next week that this is what's the deeper part of the neshama, which is called the chaya, that you have that connection. That's chelek eloi kamimal. That one you don't understand. It's not something that you understand, that you could relate, and that's the Bitul Ha'odam. That Bitul Ha'odam, which is the Shem Havaye, that is Posik Taima. That's the one that is different. Is a Din Kriya. Is not a Din Limud. You just are Mevatel yourself completely. And says the Baal HaTanya, Vini HaZoiche, and that's the Ikar HaNeshama, that's why one is called Bechinas Roish, that is that Ahava, which is Hashem of Posik Taima, which is Hashem above any Shtalshalus, that's the Keshev, the Boire, and the Nivra, in that essential subconscious Kesher, and then there is the conscious Kesher, which is Bechinas Limud. Those two Avayas, one is called Bechinas Roish, Li Roish, which is Israel, and that Chelek Yisrael is a Chelek Eloi Kamimal. That one is the highest form. And says the Baal HaTanya, in some aspects, that's only after the chet. Meaning after the chet, a person realizes that as much as he does, he never can grasp HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He realizes he's mute. He gets the true beetle of the self, so he connects to the real kesher of the self. So le'achar sheyechta ve'oshuv, meaning when you realize that you are missing and you can't reach, that one is the second Shem Shamayim, which is much higher, which is the Bechina Shnayim Ikar Vechatargum. And that's why when you have a Gilui of Yudkei Vovkei, the connection for us is Bittul. When you hear the Adnus, and HaKadosh Baruch is Mislabish Derech HaTeva, Odom is an Oived, and that's why he has to stand up. But when you hear Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is Gilui Shem Shamayim, the Ikar Gilui Shem Shamayim is the Bittul. The more the Bittul, the higher the connection that you have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, where the Kasha, the Achronim ask, why when you hear Yud Kei Vav Kei, you have to be Koireya U'Mishtachave? Because yes, the Gilui Yud Kei Vav Kei is the Gilui Shamayim, but for you to connect, you have to be Mevatel yourself. When you say B'chinas Adnus, Adnus is the relational, and is not a Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then tak, you have to be standing up, because that's your Avoida. But when is the Gilui Shem Shamayim, it has to be Yudke Vovke, it has to be Mishtachavo. When we decide of Posik time or not Posik time, is the kesher of Ahavas Hashem very different with the one of Yudke Vovke Bibchinas Limud and Yudke Vovke Bibchinas Kriya. And that's why Eloika in Neshama is the Cheleka Neshama, which is connected to the person in the deepest form. And that's its Bina. There is two kinds of Ahava, says the Baal HaTanya, and the Baal HaTanya says beautiful, there are two kinds of Ahava. There is one Ahava which is Kesef, that you want to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you want to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Zerg the Baal HaTanya, and the Baal HaTanya is in Perek Mem Tes Nun. In the Mem Tes, he says there is a Kesher, and that's a person wants to be Mizdabik Bidveikus Gomor. And that's the Shem Shomayim, but is in a way conscious. But Zogt in Perek Nun, but that is Ahava Mitzad Chesed, Mitzad giving, Mitzad enhance, Mitzad exalting. That is one Ahava, and that's Krat Kesef HaKadoshim. But that's why Nichsoif Nichsafti Lebei Savicha, right? But then there is a Hava which is much greater than that, and the Hava which is the complete Bittul, and that is a Hava which is called Zohov, and that's a Hava that comes not mitzad the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it comes mitzad Midas Adin, because that's the Bina that's Mevatel Odom completely, and it's such an Hava that is so experiential that you realize that is mevatel yourself, and a person would want to leave his body. That Ahava is Ahava of Zohov, and that's kind of like the Shalheves that connects back to the source, and that's the most important. But he says, this is impossible to explain, and that's why Le'osid Lovoi Midas Adin, the Levim will be the Kohanim Le'osid Lovoi, because Midas Adin creates a connection that's not a Chibur, is a there is a Ahava which is the Chibur. And that's what we said, that's the Limud, and that's the one which is the Hashem. But there is a second Hashem that you realize that as much as you're Mechaber, you're still separate. That Ahava is a Ahava which is Noveh Mitzad, not the Chibur, but Mitzad the Bittul. That Ahava which is the Bittul is an experiential Ahava which is Oil Al Kolona. And that's something called that's the indestructible drop of the Neshama, which is Eloikai Neshama. The Eloikai and the Neshama is Hanuhach. That's why it's Loi Posik Taima. And that's the Bina. Bina is the Shoresh of Kol Advarim. When you go to Bina is before you start developing. When you go to that deep Kesher, which is subconscious, which is instinctive in the Odom, that is the greatest Ahava. That's Ahava of Posik Taima, and that's Ahava which is Mevat Lodom, that is only possible to achieve through Bittul.